Welcome back to the History of the United States podcast with Caleb and Jordan. Today we will be talking about a very important program during the Great Depression in the 1930s, a little thing known as the FDIC, which provided stability to the failing economy. The economy was quickly destabilizing and no one was trying to do anything about it until Franklin D. Roosevelt stepped up. We'll get to that in a second. But first, this short message from our sponsor.
Howdy, fellers. Do you have bad breath? Yeah, I can tell.
That's why you need Wrigley's gum, the best chewing gum around. With all 16 different flavors, you'll never need anything else.
Freshen up with wintergreen or bust down with bubblegum. It is extremely affordable and low priced, with prices as low as 0.3 cents.
And as always, don't let your breath smell bad. Thanks, Wrigley's gum. Now back to history of the Great Depression with Caleb and Jordan. Now Jordan, tell us about the FDIC.
Okay then. Starting out, the Great Depression was a terrible time of sadness over the U.S., where over 4,000 American banks collapsed between 1929 and 1933. Depositors lost at least $1.3 billion combined. The many closings of banks were mostly caused by the stock market crash of 1929. Because of it, it led to the Great Depression, where millions of people were trying to withdraw their stocks at the same time if they had invested in them. But mostly, people went broke from losing their money in the bank closings.
The program was part of the New Deal Act by Franklin D. Roosevelt and was the first to separate commercial and investment banking. The program insured deposits at banks and thrift institutions for at least $250,000. Small rural banks benefited from the deposit insurance, but the bigger banks opposed it because they thought they would subsidize the smaller banks. The public was hoping that they would get their money back that they lost, so they supported deposit insurance very much.
The FDIC would collect a pool of money from the banks and would insure the deposits that were eligible. The program was determined to fix the bank failures and succeeded by being able to insure all of the bank accounts. The program was opened on June 16th of 1933 and is still in business today.
The FDIC started when President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Banking Act of 1933, which prohibited commercial banks from engaging in the investment business, which then after led to the establishment of the FDIC. The program fits into the category of reform because it is working on preventing future economic problems with the banking system. The FDIC helped out the role of government by insuring all American bank accounts and making sure that everyone would get their money back no matter what happened.
The FDIC may have been the most helpful program back in the 1930s and their time of need, and to this day by insuring Americans billions of their dollars. Thanks for listening to the U.S. History Podcast with Caleb and Jordan. See you next week, and as always, history.